This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we welcome you to the program. It's good to have you with us for the WPGM Community Forum. We're talking today with the Montour County Commissioners, or two of the three anyway, that could make it to our program. We appreciate them joining us to give us an update on county issues and talk about how they are striving to continue as close to normal as possible in the age of the coronavirus. Thanks for joining us today, Dan Hartman and Commissioner Chair Ken Holdren. We appreciate you being with us. Ken, could we start with a look at the virus and how it's impacted the county?
So, Matt, as you're well aware, the whole coronavirus has turned the world upside down. And the new is a very different new. So early on, I think what I'm pleased to say is that the courthouse and the courthouse offices remained open and functioning. Yes, there were restrictions. There were, restrictions put in place. And, as we tried to quarantine and stop the spread. And obviously that worked for a while, and now it's back raging worse than it has ever been. I think the thing that, as a county commissioner, is concerning is the inaccuracy of reporting that's done by the Department of Health. So in the last, Dan, 2 months, our numbers have been like an EKG, as the editor of the Press Enterprise, Pete Kendren, has reported in an editorial. Because Geisinger got overwhelmed with testing, they used an outside reference lab, and for all the outside reference labs, they get a Geisinger Medical Center address, so when it's initially reported as a positive to the Department of Health, it gets reported as a Montour County. So an example is, 3 days ago, our numbers went up by in excess of 100. The next day, there were more positives, but they went down by 8. The following day, they went down by another 30. So the point is that, folks are reacting to numbers that are inaccurate and thinking, well, I'm not going to go near Montour County. I've had friends whose children live out of town call them and say, what's going on, Mom? You're the highest in the country with the infection rates. We're not. Okay? It's serious. People need to pay attention. And we need to, but inaccurate reporting by the Department of Health does nothing for us. Okay. I think the latest concern that we've got is the whole rollout of the vaccines. Montour County has a pandemic plan that's in place, ready to implement. It appears that the federal government contracted with CVS and Walgreens and other pharmacies to do distribution. And the state, up to this point, has not involved the counties at all in terms of the distribution of the vaccine. They've used the healthcare providers and the federal program. So, unfortunately, when our constituents want to know, when can I get my vaccine, we can't tell them anything. So while recently two counties have indicated, they've got a plan on where they're going to distribute it, it's not real because they don't have vaccines, and the vaccines aren't being allocated to the county. So I think my biggest frustration in the whole process is the control at the federal and state level and not relying enough on the local. The classic example was our small businesses and the impact on the small businesses. Very few Montour County small businesses qualified for any of the federal or state programs. When we finally got money allocated to the county, we made small businesses our priority so that we could try to help them stay in business. And it was much appreciated. One business owner told us that he has operations in York County and Montour County. And he told us our process was much more efficient, easy to work with, and much appreciated. I honestly believe that if the state and federal had relied more on county resources, we could have done a better job. But as always, hindsight is Monday morning quarterbacking.
I mean, as far as it affected the courthouse, in that we ended up shutting down and you have to have an appointment. And if you make an appointment, let the party know that you're coming to see when you're going to be there, and they'll be at the door to open the door here at our Montour County Administrative Center, which is different from the courthouse. The courthouse, there's an active guard on duty who can let you in. We haven't really turned anyone away if they come to the door and didn't have an appointment. So here we are, you know, buying this building, completely renovating this building, working with contractors, meeting with the construction team every couple of weeks. On top of that, the election usurped our time because of all the changes, and you know, you understand, of course, what happened there. And so on top of that, then the CARES Act, trying to divvy up the monies and all the other rigmarole that we have to go through.
I know there have been times that the county and state governments are not on the best of terms. How do you see that relationship right now?
I think generally we've had good rapport. However, they're piled up with extra problems that they didn't have before. So I guess I'd have to say I don't see the response quite as quickly as we used to.
So again, we can all sit here and criticize. Everybody's been dealt a bad hand, and everybody's trying to do their best they can at every level in this new world. So, well, we can tell you all the things that went wrong. We know everybody's doing everything they can to help each other, and that's where we need to be.
Let's talk budgets. It's 2021, and the new budget was recently passed. Give us some idea of what that entailed and how difficult it was to reach a balance considering the pandemic.
Okay. So for our 2021 budget, we implemented a 0.22 mil increase. And, you know, fundamentally, when you looked at the finances for the county in 2020, the row office revenues were down by over $250,000. And that's really the bulk of what that tax increase covered, because, you know, there's nowhere to make up that money. So while we tried to maintain offices and keep offices open, you know, the volume of activity just wasn't there, you know, and it didn't matter if it was the district justice office, the sheriff's office, Brethon and Terry Register and Recorders, all of us were impacted. And then on top of that, obviously the county had reserves that we budgeted in interest income that when the virus hit and the Fed took interest rates down to zero, the interest income that we normally could have banked on wasn't there. So that was another $25,000, $30,000 shortfall. So, you know, clearly, we didn't want to do a tax increase, and we did everything possible we could to avoid a tax increase. But unfortunately, those revenues can't be made up.
Yeah, actually, I think we were pretty happy that it was as minimal as it was. On top of that, it may not have been a big factor, but the construction slowed down, so that's going to affect us as far as new construction taxes that we realize.
Now, we're in this new building. Let's talk a bit about that. It might seem like too much for some people, but years ago, someone told me that their new building was not a Taj Mahal in defending its cost and its size to the public. What would you say about this building? Was this something that absolutely was necessary?
Obviously, we needed more space, and we needed to centralize. I mean, we had the courthouse, and we had the human services building, and we had, you know, children and youth up there just so far away from us. This has really centralized things, and frankly, we had a pro forma put together by Bucknell, and It should save us considerable amounts of dollars. I mean, and one of the things that I feel good about, you know, coming from my background, is we have an actual tenant who is defraying our expenses. You know, in the almost $100,000 we're getting rent from the tenant. Expenses are less as far as utilities.
So what we've done is we've made the Montour County Administrative Center has all the non-judicial pieces of Montour County government. So it now houses the commissioner's office, the treasurer's office, the assessment office. All three of those offices and the auditors and IT, but obviously IT is both places. They're fluid. That's what moved out of the courthouse to here, to the administration center. The properties on Woodbine contain human services, zoning planning, veterans affairs, children and youth, and we had space there for Penn State Extension and the 4-H program. All of those units have moved here. The county detective has an office at the county home on Woodbine. And when the backfill renovations are completed in the courthouse, he will move to the courthouse. In addition, we have heard lots of complaints about our district justice office. It's small. It's in the basement of the EMA building. There isn't the typical privacy that you would expect. We thought we could address that. So the district justice will move out of the basement of the EMA building and move to the courthouse probably in a March timeframe. And so what happens at that point then, the courthouse is all judicial. It will have prothonotary, register and recorder, the district justice on the first floor. On the second floor we'll have the sheriff, the district attorney, and the judge's judicial offices. The third floor will be probation. And we're also for the first time going to have a lunch break room for our staff as well as the county detective. Everything else will be here, 3 to 4 blocks away versus 2 to 3 miles. The second part that will realize a benefit hopefully this year as we complete our real estate transaction, valuable property on Woodbine Lane will be sold. Now, I want to back up a second, Matt. We did not move the EMA office. And the question is, well, why didn't you move EMA while you were doing all this and you've got room here that you could have moved EMA here? Because there's so much equipment tied to EMA and their communications with state and federal levels, it would have cost an additional $1 million just to move the EMA office to here. Didn't make financial sense, so we didn't do it. Okay? So the EMA will stay in their building, and the tower is right there, which is critical to their communication. The second part is then the properties that we vacate have already been put on the market. The county owns 37 and a half acres of land across Route 11. There's a new church that bought the Elks building. So we've got 37 and a half acres behind there. Our intention is to subdivide that land and sell approximately 22 more or less acres of that land, maintain and keep the Hopewell Park, bike park and trails, because that's been very popular among our citizens. So we didn't want to lose that resource. So that's on the market. The properties on Woodbine are on the market. So our belief is we'll be able to market and sell those properties, and the new tenants will bring jobs and real estate dollars, because right now all those properties are tax exempt. So it'll bring real estate dollars for the county, Mahoning Township, and the school district, as well as jobs. So that's, you know, kind of the triple play, and that will be the grand slam once everything is done. I think the other thing is we were very, very tight in terms of what we did, in terms of using a minimalist approach. We could have knocked down walls and moved offices and reconstructed, and you can see that the brick is still here, the block is still here in the offices. We didn't build over it. We minimized everything we could possibly minimize to be sure that this isn't a Taj Mahal. This is basic.
Chairman Holdren and Commissioner Finn have really worked with the architect and sharpened the pencil, and our architect has fought for us.
And that concludes today's WPGM Community Forum. We appreciate Commissioners Ken Holdren and Dan Hartman for joining us to update us on the issues facing the county and to share with us this new facility that will be part of the future of Montour County. Thanks for being with us on the program today. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.